Pickley and Murata Mornings rolls on here from the Akshin Community Studios on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And joining us now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line, the guy who had a good vantage point for the Cardinals' dominating win over the Tennessee Titans on Sunday, play-by-play announcer Dave Pasch joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Dave, how are you?
Better question, Vince. Have you started watching Sight? Because I heard you saying last week that you have not yet seen it.
I have not.
Vic, I don't know if you're a psycho, but we got to get Vince on this train here. He's missing out.
Okay, so what show is this?
Psych.
Psych?
Yeah, you guys are talking. Forget it.
No,
you
I know.
I don't remember. It's not even worth. It's not even worth going down this road.
No, because I know you. Has the James Rhode episode of the podcast been released yet, Dave?
Yes, it was released last week. Yes, sir.
I'll have to go back and listen. I've seen him in other things, and I'm a fan of his. I just I never got into the show, but I've heard a million different recommendations that it's awesome.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, great show, but you know we had him on for that, but also he's a huge Titans fan, so he's in a hole.
I bet he is.
In fact, I got a text Sunday morning. Holy blank was the text.
That's good.
Monday morning, so yeah.
I think that's really kind of symbolic of a lot of people's reaction, not just to the Cardinals winning the game, but the way they won the game. And I don't necessarily mean by blowout. I mean by out physicaling the Titans.
Yeah, it was an absolute pummeling. It was surprising from that standpoint, just how physical Tennessee is, and knowing from last year specifically being one of the most physical teams in the league, how they're coached, Mike Vrabel's personality. It was, I think from that standpoint, just how physical the Cardinals were, and they pushed the Titans around. I mean, I've never seen Taylor Lewan get abused like that, and it was early and often. That stood out more than anything. And then, look, if Kyler Murray plays like that, then you know we're in for a special season. Not that he's going to do that every week, but look, it's to me still all about Kyler's growth and ascension. Because you know every team, you know Kansas City still has flaws, but Patrick Mahomes is just better than you.
Yeah.
And if Kyler Murray keeps playing like that, and if the defense is as good as what we saw this weekend, then, I mean, I am more excited after what we saw Sunday than I think I've been in a long time after a week one win.
Yeah, I said the same thing after yesterday's show because I did not expect that. I expected to see the Titans show up differently, and I give credit to the Cardinals for throwing them off their game. But going back to the defensive side of the ball, Chandler Jones was just otherworldly in that game. And you're right. He abused Taylor Lewan. He abused the other tackle they tried to use on him. Five sacks. And when you have a game like that, there's such an immediate visceral reaction to the whole contract status. I mean, what do you think the Cardinals do? What do you think they should do with Chandler Jones at this point, if anything, Dave?
Well, I think the Cardinals, look, just because he doesn't have a new contract doesn't mean there haven't been discussions. Mm-hmm. And I think there have been discussions for a while. It's just I still feel like it's wait and see. It's not as much about the performance of this year as it is about next year. I mean, that's when the new contract's going to kick in. And so, you know, how convinced are you going to be that at, you know, his age next year that he is still worth the money that you're going to pay him? Mm-hmm. So, and I think I heard you guys say yesterday you wouldn't be surprised if there was a new contract this week. I actually would be. I don't know that things are going to change that drastically right now. Now, maybe in the middle of the season it would, and I could be totally wrong about this, but I just feel like, and it has nothing to do with Chandler Jones. It really doesn't. I just feel like it has everything to do with 2022 and beyond.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about that more yesterday, and I kind of came around a little bit because the number is so big and the age is a concern, but I don't know where you go with the thing because I think it'd be kind of cruel to have a guy prove himself and then throw a tag on him next year if you wanted to keep him again, you know?
I think they'll do everything they can to keep him, and I'd be surprised if they didn't pay him. But I just don't know that it's going to happen now.
Do we?
Maybe it will.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it will. I just feel like it's going to be a little bit further down the road.
Do you think that maybe one of the takeaways from week one, Kurt Warner used to always say about the 08 team that was roundly ridiculed on its way to the Super Bowl, that even though that was a flawed roster, they had the requisite amount of star players, big-time guys who could make big-time plays in big games. Does this team kind of feel the same way when you look at the potential star power on this team?
I feel like in terms of the pieces that are around Kyler Murray, I would say that the weapons are definitely equivalent to that group. There were some obviously incredibly talented players around Kurt, but ultimately that team did what it did because of Kurt first and foremost. I mean, the number of plays that he made during that playoff run, and that's what it takes. That's why I keep going back to Kyler Murray. And that ultimately this is just, it's going to come down to how great he can be. But certainly, you know, the defense and how the defense for that 08 team played and the star power and the big names that were on that defense and on that offense, yeah, it does have some similarities. That team was such a strange, as we all know, was such a strange team because there were a handful of blowouts. And it was just shocking that, you know, a team that good and had that much talent, we all felt that had that much talent because of the 07 season, they were right there. They were, you know, kind of in the playoff mix for a good part of the year and finished 500, but around 500, can't remember exactly. This team, I don't see this team having the highs and lows that team had during the 2008 season. Last year's team did. You know, they had the highs and lows of that group, but I feel like this team should be at a different level. And I do think some of that is because of the leaders they brought in the offseason. I mean, to me, the best weapon on offense other than Kyler was Rodney Hudson. I mean, nobody got anywhere near the line of scrimmage with him. I mean, he's the best center in football. And you bring him in, you bring J.J. Watt, but I think this offensive line is better than that one in 08, and Kurt probably would agree, although he may not say that, you know, publicly because he don't want to ridicule those guys, but I think this offensive line has a chance to be special.
Yeah. Dave Pasch, our guest, Cardinals play-by-play announcer, host of the Dave Pasch podcast, also ESPN broadcaster, doing college football again. Got to ask you this before we let you go. The big news from college football yesterday, USC pulling the plug on Clay Helton after two games, and I know it was an ugly loss, and the hope is to turn this season around and keep them competitive for a Pac-12 crown. Do you think that was the right timing for all that, Dave?
No, I don't. I was surprised that they did that. It's almost as if they reacted to the fans and some of the alums tweeting. Look, if you don't think Clay Helton's a guy, then make the move in the offseason. And there are a lot of people that think this move should have been made, you know, a while ago, but Clay had a good year last year. And I think Clay's a really good coach. He's a great person. I just felt he deserved better. And I don't think you're helping your team for 2021 making this move after week two. Mm-hmm. You lost to Stanford. It's not like you lost. I mean, you didn't lose to Jacksonville State like Florida State did.
Yeah.
You know, you lost to I know Stanford got, you know, beat handily week one by Kansas State, but I didn't agree with the timing. And I think you're going to be surprised. It's just me. I think you're going to be surprised at the number of people who do not want that job.
Wow.
It'll be an interesting process. Dave, thanks for the time. As always, good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon.